Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Time for our weekly check-in with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern's Central DuPage Hospital. And before we start off, I just want to publicly thank Dr. Most for all that he did for me and my family during my mom's illness and my brother's illness. My brother passed away last April. My mom, on September 15th, a little more than a week ago. But Dr. Most has been there to answer questions and to help me and guide me through this very difficult landscape of dementia and aging. And Kevin, I've told you privately, I can never thank you enough for all of the help and guidance and comfort that you've given me, really, over the past several years, 4 or 5 years that both my brother and my mom have been dealing with this. So thank you is all I can say to you.
Dean, you know, you're more than welcome. And, you know, friends, that's what friends do for each other. And as a physician, it's a duty for mine as well. But I think sometimes just having a voice of, hey, a sounding board makes things a little bit easier, make things a little bit more clear. And I'm glad I was able to be there for you, and my condolences for the loss of your mother. She had a darn good run at 97.
Yeah, 97.
You know, if anybody asked us right now if we'd take 97, I think we all would. And everyone knows that she must have been one quite late, quite a lady to have raised you in the way that she did. And to make you the person that you are. So,
well, thank you.
And I thank you also for promoting the Gilda's Club event this past Friday, which, again, is just a reminder for all of us going through illnesses, whether it's COVID or cancer, that we need to be there for each other. So I appreciate that.
We do. I mean, I have long admired the work of Gilda's Club for all of the support that they give people who are dealing with cancer. Both the patients and their support groups, their husbands, wives, children, friends. If anyone is going through a cancer battle, Gilda's Club is there to help them out. So I was more than happy to talk about the event that you were involved in. I know one of the silent auction items was the opportunity to play golf with Dr. Kevin Most. And I said, you know, how can you go wrong with a silent auction item like this, where you get to play golf and get your yearly physical at the same time on the 18th green?
Hey, the beauty of it is I have three other people now that can help me look for my golf ball. So, I mean, that's a win for me.
I know that you're also actively involved with the Alzheimer's Walk that is coming up in October as well. And, you know, this battle with dementia, Alzheimer's, these kinds of diseases are all, they all fall under the umbrella of the Alzheimer's Association. And, you know, I've, long before it affected my family, you know, I've said that not enough is being done to help these people who are providing services to people living with Alzheimer's and other diseases that fall under that umbrella, and have urged people to support that great organization. So whether you do the virtual walk, however you can support the Alzheimer's Association, it is, you know, Kevin knows, and thank God prepared me to deal with how debilitating this is, not only for the patient, but to watch your loved ones become different people as they go through the Alzheimer's, dementia, all that. That's where your money goes, to help organizations like that. So support the Alzheimer's walk that's coming up. Gilda's Club, a fantastic event. And again, you know, if you know, so many of you comment how much you love hearing Dr. Kevin Most, you know, to help answer your questions here on the radio. He is about one of the most wonderful people that I will ever meet in my life for his compassion and his friendship. And once again, Kev, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for all that you did for me and my family. So
you're more than welcome, and you know I'm always here for you.
You be careful that you, if you tell me that, cause you know that I will call you late at night. You have learned that I will call you late at night. I got my mail-in ballot yesterday. I know you don't talk about politics, but you know it brings up the subject of the election that's coming up in just a little more than a month, and risks that people may face regarding COVID-19 with regard to the election and going to a polling place, whether or not people should simply mail in their ballots, whether they should go for early voting. What are the kinds of things that come to your mind when it comes to the voting process that people should be thinking about right now?
Yeah, I think those that have concerns and anxieties, I think you should be knowledgeable that everything will be done as far as social distancing at the polling places. I think that they are going to be all on top of that. However, those who are anxious to a point of, boy, I don't want to go there, please then cast your vote, you know, by mail. Make sure you have that opportunity to vote this year. The polling places, I think, you know, the busy times are going to be really busy, and you're going to have to hope for good weather, because if we're going to physically distance, we may be outside for some time. So I think they're going to do everything they possibly can, but I think it's an important election year, and I think that making sure your voice is heard, whichever way you are leaning, it's a right and an opportunity that we have here in this country that many countries don't have. So I think you'll see that they will be very careful as far as they do not want to be known as COVID spreaders, that's for sure. So please take every opportunity and do the right things with you. Bring hand sanitizer with you. Wear your mask. Physically distance. If you do, then this is going to be casting your vote is going to be much safer than going to the grocery store.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that they have had a record number of young people apply to be election judges, because normally election judges, the people that work the polling places, are older people who are at greater risk. So great that young people have stepped up to help out with that. Also, you know, there is the opportunity for early voting at most places around the Chicago area. And I think that begins pretty soon, where you can go. Go ahead.
I think DuPage County actually started last week, because I saw it on the news, the national news, where they showed the lines at DuPage County. Yeah. So, and your comment too about the voting judges, that is a very important one that I didn't even think of. But the exposure of those individuals to hundreds, if not thousands, of people throughout the day, having a younger person there dressed appropriately with the right PPE, certainly will decrease our anxiety that any judges will get ill from this.
Yeah, and you know, having the right PPE is key to all of this. If you go to a polling place and you see people without masks on, without taking necessary precautions, that's problematic. That's not how it's supposed to work. But my point about the early voting is that, like, I got my ballot yesterday. If I want to mail it in, I can. But it also says that you can fill out this ballot, which they've mailed to you, and drop it off at, they give you locations all over where you can actually drop it off. It's essentially like going to a polling place and doing your voting there. That seems pretty safe if you're, you know, just going to go and drop it off. But for early voting, if you go to the designated spots for early voting, physically going there, you know, if you just keep your distance, have your mask on, take the necessary precautions, you should be fine, right? It should be perfectly safe.
100%. Yep, 100%. That they will make sure that it is very safe.
Let me take a break and we'll come back. Your questions for Dr. Most, 312-981-7200. 7200. We'll be back after this. WGN. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN with Dr. Kevin Most from Central DuPage Hospital. Get to as many questions as we can. But I wanted to just ask you, Kevin, the governor of Florida have lifted all restrictions on the state of Florida right now. He is suspending any fines that may have been issued for not wearing masks. I mean, essentially calling an all clear there. Does that seem premature to you? Does that seem reasonable?
No, so premature, so disappointing. For him to say that theme parks can go into normal operations, gyms and fitness centers can go at full capacity, bars and pubs at full capacity, and no penalties for refusal to wear a mask, that is very disappointing. When you look at what's happening in Wisconsin and look what's happening in Europe, to put that population at that risk at this time, when we have about a 9% positivity rate, you know, is so discouraging. This could be devastating for the state of Florida.
Here's Kathy at 312-981-7200. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Dr. Most. Thanks for being there. My question is for somebody who has had a couple of rhinoplasties for deviated septum, how can they plan ahead in case they have to have a COVID nasal swab? Because obviously the rhinoplasty changes the structure of the nasal passages.
Yeah, that's nose surgery, basically, right, for the people who don't know rhinoplasty and all that.
Correct. And it's a great question, Kathy. You, if you were to need to have one, you should make sure that you get the test that just has to go into the nares, just into the nasal portion of it, not all the way into the back. So there are three tests right now that are available, the saliva test, one that's just in the nose itself, and one that goes all the way back. You want to make sure that you're either going to get the saliva test or just the simple nose test. And your doctor, if you're primary care doctor orders it, please call your ENT doctor that did that. I am sure that they know where they can get the test done where you live, where it would be just the nose test or a saliva test and not the deeper test that you've been seeing.
Yeah, that sounds like great advice. So many people on our text line asking about flu shots. Is it safe? Should I do it? Is it okay to go to a grocery store, a pharmacy to get it done? Or do I need to be in a more sterile environment, you know, like a doctor's office or hospital?
Yeah, no, 100%. This is a year everyone should get a flu shot just because we're going to have enough confusion as COVID numbers start to rise. We're going to really try to minimize the impact influenza has on this season, be it in our emergency rooms with testing and in our hospitals with admissions. So please, everyone, get it. As far as where you can get it, absolutely. Most pharmacies that are doing it have a private consultation room that they keep clean. But certainly your doctors, a lot of media cares, you'll see a lot of drive-through flu shots this year. So please, everyone, consider it. They're covered by most insurances. They're mostly free. But we really want to put a push for flu vaccines this year to show that we can do what we did last spring, where we minimized the impact of influenza on the hospital when we had this uptick of COVID. That's our concern. If we get this other big uptick of COVID, we need to try to control the influenza numbers so that they don't stress the system even more.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Kevin, have a great Sunday and a great week. We'll talk soon. Thank you, my friend.
You got it, Dean. Take care.